The magic hit us in a choking tide. Violent power roiled through Unicorn. It spiked, stealing my breath, and settled into deceptive placidity. Not so good. A low thunder boomed through the silence. Another blast erupted from the building, so charged with magic it slid along my skin like a physical touch. I had heard this sound a dozen times in my life, all from a movie screen. It was the sound of a plane engine. I dashed across the street. Jim sprinted past me, leapt up on the wall, and scrambled up like a gecko. It's good to be a were-jaguar. I hit the wall and began climbing, finding holds on the crumbling stucco and exposed steel framework. Jim reached the top of the building where the wall had crumbled. His arms jerked back, his spine arched, and his feet left the ground. He hung in midair, convulsing. I scrambled up, stucco falling apart under the pressure of my hands. An eerie nipping sensation rolled across my skin, as if a rough sandpaper tongue had scraped a layer of cells from every single inch of my body. It peeled a little from my face, from my body hidden under my clothes, from between my toes, from the inside of my ears, from my nostrils, from my eyes. A ward. The Reapers had booby-trapped the top of the building. Cleverly done. I hadn't sensed its presence, and we had blundered straight into it. Pain lanced through me, setting every millimeter of my skin on fire and lifting me off the ground. I clamped my mouth shut as the fire scorched the inside of my mouth. The thudding of my heart filled my ears with a freakishly loud, rapid beat. I felt myself unraveling, consumed, cell by cell. Unable to do anything but jerk and thrash, I rotated on an invisible spit. Beside me, Jim's clothes tore, and a were-jaguar spilled forth. Desperate times called for desperate measures. I spat a power word.
Dahir!
Release. The magic tore from me in a blinding burst of agony as if I thrust my hand into my stomach and ripped a clump of entrails out. I saw black and tasted blood. The ward split and vanished. My feet hit the solid reality of the wall and I froze, blind and afraid to move. During the flare, using power words had been easy. Now, with the magic so low, if I used one more without resting, I risked passing out. Something landed next to me. Hard hands grasped me, steadying me, the tips of claws scratching my skin. Jim.